at the Ganesha Festival in Adelaide. We are going to chat now with Louise Miller-Frost, member for Booth B.
Hello, Monica. How are you?
I'm good. And what are your thoughts about today's festival here?
Look, this is my first Ganesh Festival, and I didn't really know what I was coming into, and it is amazing. There's so much colour and movement and sound and the dancing. It's just amazing. It's such a great community spirit.
Lovely. And what do you think, what does these kind of events mean for community and South Australia?
Oh, look, I think for communities to be able to get together and celebrate cultural events is really important to bringing the culture, the skills and the support to South Australia. For us as a community more broadly, it's just so wonderful to have such a huge variety of different cultures here and to be able to experience the activities, the song, the dance, the spirituality and, of course, the food.
How can these events by different communities integrate the community as all? Like, as we say, Australia is a multicultural country. What do you think? These kind of events, how do they help integrate other communities and make it more intercultural?
Look, it's really great to see the communities getting together, but I think it's also really important to open it up to other people and to say to people in a way that's not threatening, that, you know, it's not a bit scary, come on down and have fun and, you know, have a meal with us, sit down and, you know, break bread, as they say, come and dance, come and try the drums, come and, you know, just come and have fun. I think it's a really important way of breaking down the barriers and breaking down the mysteries about what different cultures are, because we've got so much to offer each other.
Sure. And as you said, Louise, that this is the first Ganesha Festival you attended. What was your personal favourite today?
Look, I'm loving the dancing. I have to say, some of the little children in their costumes are so cute and so gorgeous. But I do like drums. So I'm loving the drums.
We are now talking to Catherine Hudson. She is member for WAIT. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you very much. What a wonderful evening.
Yeah, Catherine, how does these kind of events bring the communities together?
Yeah, I think when we can bring everyone together and celebrate culture with food and music and dance, it really makes everyone feel really good. And then that always brings beautiful spirit and the community feels like they've really had a wonderful night.
What does these kind of events mean for a community and South Australia in particular?
Yeah, look, I think they mean a lot. I think culture brings us all together and it's wonderful that we're able to share all the cultures with everybody. The more we can do that, we make a beautiful multicultural state and we continue to be that way, and I think that's wonderful.
And I must say you're looking very pretty in the Indian attire.
Oh,
and what is the contribution of Indian community in South Australia?
It's huge, actually. I think we've got a really large Indian community. In fact, I think they said before that it had doubled in the last 4 years. There's the food, which I love, of course, but culture and the beautiful costume and the beautiful flowers and then all of the stories that come with it and then the history. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Lovely. And how can these events by different communities integrate other communities as well?
I think that if we invite people in who are not necessarily from the country that the event is from, really show them how wonderful it is and bring them all together, and then we can just understand each other a little bit more and understand how we think, and the more we can do that, then the more inclusive we can be.
Great. And what is your personal favourite experience in such kind of festivals?
Well, I do love the dance, especially when it's got a really good beat and there's lots of Bollywood style dancing. I'm a big fan of Bollywood movies, so it's really fun to watch it and enjoy it. And the drums, of course, are excellent too. And little kids, when they get involved, it's really cute. Yeah.
We have John Fulbrook. He's a member for Playford. And we are going to have a chat with him about his thoughts about the event today.
Well, I feel like I'm very, very privileged to share in something so wonderful amongst so many beautiful people in such a beautiful surrounds. And so the giant statue of Ganesh is obviously a fabulous treat and something that I will be cherishing long after tonight.
What does these kind of events mean for community and South Australia?
Well, I think it means that communities are at liberty to go and celebrate what matters to them and what they cherish But more importantly, it's just like a show and tell to tell the broader South Australian community who and what people are and what makes them special. And so it's coming together, but it's also a big opportunity for everybody on the outside to come in as well and see really what matters. And so it's an opportunity just to really, really share what's important.
So how can we bring together different communities through such events?
What I think's magnificent about events like tonight is this is the community telling Australians who and what they are rather than the other way around. So for far too long, we have a kind of a Western perception of what matters to the Indian community. But this is the opportunity for the Indians to fine-tune exactly what they want to tell the Australians and focus on the wonderful things, and for the broader community to come out, recognise and celebrate with the community as one.
And John, I would like to know, what is your personal favourite experience attending such kind of festivals?
I think it's really the colour. We've had such a very, very grey winter, and to come out here now and see all the beautiful colours, it just shows that the best is yet to come in terms of the seasons, and it's fantastic that the Indian community is spearheading the push into spring.
At the Ganesha Festival, we have Jingli, Deputy Leader of the Opposition in the Legislative Council, Shadow Minister for Multicultural South Australia. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's fantastic to join the Ganesh Festival once again. I want to thank the United Indian South Australia for this opportunity once again. I've been there since the beginning.
Wow, that's great. So what does these kind of events mean for community and South Australia, Jingli?
Dude, I want to give some statistics, if I may. In 2016, the Indian community of South Australia is sitting around 28,000, and the 2021 census data has gone to nearly 45,000. That's about 62% growth in the South Australian population Indian community. What this means is that our community is celebrating everything that is so important, so close to their heart.
That's great. And what is the contribution of Indian community in South Australia? What are your thoughts about it?
Oh, look, I think the Indian community have really changed the dynamics of how we look at Australia. We're so multicultural Australia as it is, but in every facet of society, when you look at, you know, whether it's doctors, nurses, the professors teaching in university, the teachers, every professions, you have those contributions, economic contributions. And artistically, when you just tonight look at the performances, my goodness, the vibrancy, the colours, the you know, I think the Indian women are the most beautiful women in the world. When you look at the costumes and everything, I have great admiration for the Indian community. And I think, you know, the Indian community bring us prosperity. The best way to actually immerse or understand another culture is attend a festival like this. When you have the Australians coming to participate and they can join the dance. I know that there are many Australians there. Actually, Australian dress up. Look at me. I am not from Indian culture, but I dress up in the costume because I think that is very,
to relate, and you're looking lovely.
Oh, thank you very much.